This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Here is the word of the day in State College, Pennsylvania. Decommit. And nobody knows yet how often it will be spoken in the wake of the NCAA's sanctions against Penn State. But one of its top football recruits, 18-year-old cornerback Ross Douglas, announced his decommitment from the program yesterday. Today, he said he'll head to Ann Arbor instead to become a University of Michigan Wolverine. Ross Douglas joins us now. Welcome.
Glad to be on the show.
And his mom, Denise Douglas, is with us as well. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Ross, let me ask you first, what made you change your mind about Penn State over the last, 24 hours?
It just wasn't the same Penn State I committed to back in February. I mean, they're not going to be playing in bowl games for 4 years. All the scholarships are reduced, so we could only have 65 scholarship players as opposed to 85. It just wasn't the same place, so I felt like I needed to look elsewhere.
And so you're now deciding to become a Wolverine?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Denise, talk us through the last 24 hours.
It was actually very difficult. We had been watching and waiting for actually the free report to see what types of things
were
going
to come out. This was the report done by former FBI Director Louis Free going through the scandal and what the school had done and not done.
Exactly. And once those things came out, we were pretty certain the outcome for Penn State was going to be severe. It was a very, very hard decision because we love the coaches there. We love the atmosphere. We felt that it was actually a good fit for Ross. But it was, you know, the program is going to be in sanctions for a number of years. It would span Ross's entire undergraduate career. And looking at that, it just wasn't a situation that would provide my son with the best opportunity to have a wonderful college experience.
Ross, what has this been like for you to watch what's been happening at the school, knowing that it was your first choice?
It's just crazy to see something like this happen to such a prestigious college like that.
Denise, what's the discussion been like in your family as you've been fielding new offers, fielding recruiters in the past week? I would assume that you've got, you know, grandparents, long-lost cousins, just about everyone sharing their opinion with you.
We have certainly shared a lot with our extended family. As a matter of fact, you know, once we did decide on Penn State back in February, we actually spent time purchasing Penn State gear for all of the grandparents. So they all have Penn State gear. So once
Wow.
we're in, we're in. And everybody was very excited. But once things started to take a turn for Penn State, our family was calling us and asking us how we're doing and, you know, what's the next step for us. So we you know, everybody was very supportive.
Ross, is this something you talked about with your buddies?
All my buddies were supportive of me, and most of the fans were supportive of me, too. But you're always going to have your little negative fans. Once you decommit from the school, they're going to be upset. So,
did you feel pressure from anybody?
No, because at the end of the day, it's my life, and I have to make the decision that's best for me, and they have no control over that.
Yeah. Ross Douglas, as of last weekend, he was headed to Penn State to become a Nittany Lion. Now he's planning to join the University of Michigan's football program. And his mom, Denise Douglas, joining us as well. Thank you both. And Ross, best of luck to you in Michigan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.